Hi, everyone. My name is
Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. It is the
sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes,
it is.
Something about the name. Oh, I realize.
It is
a sweet.
Got to buy.
Got to buy.
So you don't.
Hello, everyone. Just wanted to say thank you so much for joining me. My name is Tiffany Tichy, and I am so happy that you are here today to hear about my new book called What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. So I just want to give you just a little bit of background about myself. I am a senior mechanical engineer. I am a STEM advocate. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, and also professional speaker, and author, like I said, of the new children's book, What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. I am an engineer with more than 15 years of experience and have a passion for inspiring the next generation to engage in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM careers. I was born and raised in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I enjoy traveling and being a youth mentor. Now, what got me into being a part of writing this book called What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z was I enjoy the passion of giving back to the community, and I always enjoy talking to the youth. So just to think back of why I decided even just being a part of STEM is I grew up being able to take part in math and science, Saturday Academy. From that caused me to be exposed to problem solving. And when I was exposed while growing up, that was the opportunity to say engineering played a role. Now, first off, I wanted to be a lawyer at first. But when I found out that I could problem solve in a different manner through engineering, that's really what got me to want to decide to go into engineering. So when I decided to do engineering, I didn't really know what type of engineer I wanted to be. So went into UNC Charlotte, University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and undecided engineering, and felt that mechanical engineering was the broadest of them all. So I ended up doing mechanical engineering and working in the field of the energy sector. So from that, I always did talk to kids. I enjoy talking to the youth, encouraging more girls and minorities to go into science, technology, engineering, math. So from that, I felt there was an opportunity just last year to be able to write a book. I always wanted to write a book. I just didn't know when or what it was going to be specifically. But because I had a passion for STEM, I felt this was a great opportunity to not only just go and talk to the kids and tell them they can be anything they want to be, especially in the STEM careers, why not put it in writing? So that's when I popped up with the opportunity just last year to see how to write a book. And so learning the process of writing a book was a great experience in learning the process of knowing what it takes to be able to process and do a book was a great experience. So why did I decide to do What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z? It's a great opportunity to start early. Now, they say that third grade is that level where they start deciding where that child is going to be. So I decided, let me write a book for 5 to 8-year-olds, which starts from K to 2. So I can start them early to start getting exposed to what type of STEM careers they can be. So just to tell you a little bit about the book and just a good overview on What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z, and it's an inspiring and easy-to-read alphabet picture book, and it teaches our next generation, like I said, about science, technology, engineering, and math careers, STEM careers. This book provides, it's got colorful illustrations of 6 diverse children representing various STEM careers, and we call them in the book the STEM crew kids. And it takes them through being examples of astronauts, doctors, scientists, and engineering, as well as so many other different ones that ties with STEM careers. I mean, it just helps children, like I said, from 5 to 8-year-olds, see themselves as far as in one of those STEM careers. And it will motivate them to shape the future through STEM. So like I said, the book starts out identifying 6 different diverse kids, and we call them the STEM crew kids. And from that, the STEM crew kids get to take through a journey, takes the kids through a journey of what it takes to represent various STEM careers from A to Z. Now, when I talk about the diversity in there, from female to male to the different races and all that, the children get to see that opportunity, that they can be able to see themselves in it, in one of them as well as working with others. So it starts out with A, which is for astronaut. And I'll just give you an example. And it's astronauts are trained to travel into outer space. So that's just one aspect of starting with A. Change it up a little bit. And that's a part of the science piece. And it ends with zoologists. So zoologists is one of the last ones. And it says zoologists are scientists who study animal behavior and habits. Now, I will say it was so many different opportunities to be able to have options of different letters, of course, for these kids to be able to decide which STEM career to do. I could have did one which was all engineering, because I am a mechanical engineer. But then I decided, no, let me do one where it shows all different types with the science, the technology, engineering, and math. And in some of these different pictures, it shows the diversity, and not just one in some of these pages of the career, but they get to see some of them in different groups as well. So, for example, one that really pops out is the robotics engineer. The kids seem to love to see the robot. And it just gives you the opportunity through the book to see the different activities you can stem off of reading each of the different type of careers. And such as that robotics engineer, there are so many type of programs that kids can take part in just from just exposure for these different type of STEM careers. So like for the robotics engineer, there are different robotics programs and hands-on activities that the kids can take part in. And that's one of the things that plays a role with the different activities they can take part once they've read it. One of the other things I've got feedback from one of the parents and stuff is their kids love animals. So when they got the book, they said, oh man, there's a big veterinarian in there, B is for veterinarian. And of course I had mentioned the zoologist. So the zoologist also represents where they can see themselves as well as the veterinarian as that career. And so it takes them through that different types of journey. And it's just important to start early in exposing the kids. And that's really why I felt this book is really key to putting it out there for parents, educators, anyone to be able to take part in participating in it. So hopefully you'll consider looking at what can I be STEM careers from A to Z, because it exposes the kids early, provides different opportunities to see themselves, and it makes them also ask questions afterwards. Like I said, just from engineering, you get exposed to being able to ask those type of questions and start thinking and problem solving. And this really challenges the kids earlier on to be able to ask those questions. And then you can start doing research afterwards. So say they decide to do the civil engineering, which is what my brother's civil engineer is. Civil engineers design roads, airports, and bridges while protecting our environment. And I've done some activities where spinoffs from this, they can build a bridge or tower, for example. Some of the activities, hands-on activities you can do, use materials that's just at home. For example, you can use marshmallows or toothpicks or spaghetti, and they can build the tallest towers from that. So it just gives exposure to them to be able to do, and that's just and building structures that they can tie in afterwards with it. So just wanted to be able to share just a piece of my different road to being an author. I've had a great opportunity to learn the process of creating the book, building the book team as far as having the illustrator, working with an illustrator, telling her, no, this is the type of way I wanted the character to be, this is how I want it to look, and making sure that it flowed. And just putting the book together to be able to generate a paperback. Great experience being an author, to say that I'm an author and be able to make a difference. And just seeing the different reviews and the feedback from the kids that makes them smile when they see the book and exposure from that. Now, ways to be able to find my book, What Can I Be, STEM Careers from A to Z, you can find it on TiffanyTeachy.com, which is TiffanyTeachy.com. And I will say, I had the opportunity on Christmas Day actually, to see that it was number one bestseller on Amazon for STEM education. And like I said, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And so that was awesome to be able to have that as a gift as a new author for it to be a bestseller. Now, things I plan on doing with the book is putting it out there, trying to get it out to, like I said, the educators, the schools, the parents, anyone who is exposed to children, and getting it out there from there, as well as STEM advocates. I really want to push a lot of the STEM organizations or persons who's all about science, technology, and engineering, math, especially the education portion. So I've been going out, making sure I'm promoting that, and just virtually doing, you know, book readings and trying to get exposure from that end. And it's just been successful in trying to promote it and trying to get it out there. So hopefully you'll consider What Can I Be STEM Career from book to get your kids started early on, start questioning attitude as far as in a positive way of the problem solving side of things. And so next things for up for this is I plan on trying to do a journal for it. There's an opportunity to take the different careers and have the kids start writing down what could they be if they were that career. Another thing is a teacher edition. I plan on doing a teacher's guide. So it's a spinoff from this book, What Can I Be STEM, and tying in and working with a curriculum writer to tie in different aspects of activities. And now that we're virtually homeschooling standpoint of activities that teachers or homeschooling teachers can do and parents can do at home and at school, and being able to spin off from math, science, social studies to English, and being able to tie in the different working with the book itself. And then finally, of course, book / activity book, taking these different characters, the STEM crew kids, and having the kids be able to color, do different activities tied with STEM, and being exposed in that steps for this book. So hopefully you learned a little bit about my book, What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. You're able to learn a little bit about my STEM journey as an engineer, just being exposed to the math and science, different Saturday Academy I was exposed to, and being able to become who I am and being able to pass this on for others, young people, to be able to be exposed to it, and then learning about my journey as an author. So hopefully you'll consider What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z, and it's a great book, and hopefully you can share it with others. And like I said, you can find it on tiffanytichey.com, TiffanyTechey.com. And it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I'm on all the different social media as far as Facebook. You can find author Tiffany Tichey or Tiffany Tichey author. And, of course, Instagram and Twitter is Tiffany Tichey. So definitely check out What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. It's a great book. And definitely feel free to reach out to me. And I look forward to any questions you might have. Feel free to touch bases with me. And I look forward to your support with What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. Thank you.